we looked at John O'Donnell's votes themselves earlier on, where just a sample, but we were looking at that I was matching Patrick Copeland in terms of transfer for that. Like, so that would mean that the that John Donald's wouldn't make any difference if that came to pass.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but obviously it's only a sample, like, you don't know exactly. Like,
but as a independent based in South Donegal,
yes.
Just in case you weren't sure if that's been your status, though. But when you look at, you know, that you're pulling, what is it, 227 odd votes from Inishowen, 430 from Letterkenny, 137 from Milford. I mean, it's encouraging. I don't know what your target might be in that regard, but it goes to show that your reach is, you know, beyond the traditional Donegal Southwest. Yeah, I mean, well, obviously that's where the bulk comes from. Yeah. But
like, as a TD, you represent the whole area, and
yeah,
people
but it doesn't
do
always resonate like that, does it?
I suppose it doesn't. Like, I mean, probably. I mean, I think we had targeted that we would actually get a bit more,
right, okay,
from those areas as well. Like, we had hoped that we would. Like, and like this time round, we had Letterkenny people canvassing Letterkenny. We had Finn Valley people canvassing the Finn Valley, and that's, you know, which was different than before. In the last election, we basically took a team over to Letterkenny, did a couple evenings canvass there, and
it's just not
again.
The same as
last time I spoke to you, Thomas, we were both out driving. You were driving back from Carndonagh, and I was driving back from Falcarra. You were doing a town hall meeting at Carndonagh way back a month before Christmas time.
Right,
so you were actually out on the road.
Well, so for the last couple of years, we've been doing that all the time, like, you know,
it's showing there.
But I think, like, it might show even in the transfers.
Like,
as
an independent, you didn't show on our poll, or you didn't show on TG Cars, but that's not unusual for independents because their votes are scattered. So you're like, as I see it, you're in there with a fighting chance. I cannot even attempt to call where those two final seats are going. And that's the intrigue of the PR system.
Yeah.
Intrigue? That's one word for it, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think it's a very fair system.
What happens is, when the dust settles, the will of the people is delivered.
Yeah, ultimately.
That's the one
and
thing.
That's the most important thing.
Exactly,
like, you know, and you know, I mean, okay, this is my job or my career or whatever you want to call it, like, but it's not the will of the people, and that's what the way it should be. Like, nobody should be there as the divine writer.
At the same time, Thomas, you have brought a lot of expertise and knowledge. It's your third election, you know. You're on the council for a number of years as well.
We're still hanging in there, but it's going to be deep.
As someone who, you know, the last when you were approached previously to come up with some sort of a deal or whatever to join government, and you declined to do so for your reasons, of course. And when you see people like Shane Ross who were very quick to join up and being deselected, why do you think people like Shane Ross, they became ministers, they kind of half or didn't open step aside and all the other stuff that they did. Why do you think someone like he would be deselected? Is it association with the government?
From my point of view, I wasn't going to stand before the people having supported this government, and the homelessness, the hospital crisis and everything else. And like, Shane Ross says that he got step aside Garda station open, so what? Like,
well, it wasn't really opened either, yeah, it shouldn't help.
Well, whatever, like, but I mean, that was the whole thing was. Like, I mean, and I think your time in politics has to be a bit more than that. Mm. And, you know, and reality, what I would like to see if I get the chance is that Donegal would benefit in terms of Donegal benefit, and not in terms of a new school here or town there or that, and, you know, and that's what people have expected from independents in the past. That's not the way I would do my business, and I think people know that. And, you know, and I'm not going to sell my soul to get that done, but I want to see Donegal benefit, and I want to see Donegal doing well, and that will be done in the context of everybody doing well.
Yeah, right,
that's,
okay.
That's what I want to say.
That kind of ties into a bit of the analysis we were doing earlier on, in that, you know, of course you are a local politician, and you, but would you see yourself as representing the country?
Well, I see myself
as opposed to, you know, not specifically just Donegal. Do you know what I'm about?
Representing Donegal is the same thing, Greg.
Yes, of course.
And that's the reality of it. Like, because if Donegal's doing well, the country's doing well.
Yeah, but if you know what would happen if I asked one of the Healy Rays that question. They would say, yeah,
well, I'm not Amy Ray.
No, I know that. My God, you're a bit crabby tonight,
aren't you?
John, it's over to you.
There are all kinds of different ways of doing politics. The Healy Rays, in their own way, are 100% successful. I'm sure both of them are.
Well, you see, it depends what you class as success. Like, I mean,
well, that's kind of what I was trying to get at.
Success is being re-elected and
looking after yourself,
that's successful, fair enough. But, you know, they're not really looking after Kerry. Like, you know, this is a myth that they put out there. Like, you know, every road that's tarred in Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray will stand and say that he tarred it. Like, you know, and that's not the way it happens and it's not the way it works. And by the same token, if I was an independent who supported the government and got a school built, that school was already going to be built anyway. And the reality is that we should be putting the country and the county first, not this parish pump politics that they specialise in. And they're very good at it. There's no doubt about that. And they get re-elected. And that's if your purpose is to get re-elected, that's
what
it's
about.
But
you're saying that's not your ethos, and you probably wouldn't sleep too well at night if that was the way you were operating. Because
no, okay, and if people expect me to operate that, I won't be here tomorrow. Yeah. And that's fair enough.
There's been a 10% reduction in the independent vote in Donegal. Like, I know there's three less personalities running. Do you see any significance in that? Is it again the Sinn Féin surge that has picked up?
Sinn Féin have gained 15,000 votes. Yeah. I mean, they've gained 11,000 votes.
I heard you saying it earlier on, Greg. It's very hard to deal to compare this election to other elections because of what has been there.
Like, we have never seen this before.
No, and I mean, you know,
you lost 700-800 votes. Is it because people thought, oh well, he's not doing that, or was it just such a, you know, friends saying, well, I'm doing that, or I'll do that too? And so, I'm not saying people weren't thinking it out, but Pearce has more votes left over than 11 other candidates. Like.
Yeah, and that's
you know, so this is not usual. Yeah, you know, Charlie McConlogue's struggling, and he topped the you know,
pole,
things
top
are different.
The last time round, like, you know, so I mean, it's all over the place. Like, maybe someday I'll top the poll.
In fact, Thomas has voted
one of the factors.
That's an idea.
One of the factors that has been mentioned in the past week, if you lost your seat, there wouldn't be a seat south of the gap, and that was one of those instrumental things that made people sit back and think. To a fair degree, I would have presumed.
Yeah, we got that a lot on the doors over the last week and that there, and to be honest with you, we were putting that out there as well, like, because
of course,
in reality, like, if I lose a seat, and the seat goes to Letterkenny or goes up to Dunloe or whatever, it'll never come back, and that's the reality, because the population shift all the time is moving over that way.
Oh, absolutely,
and that big portion, it feels like a big portion when you're sitting on the red line, being in Sligo Leitrim, and with all due respect to Sligo Leitrim, there's, you know, we've nothing in common with them at all. Obviously, that sounds very parochial, I don't mean that, but you know, I don't think there's an awful lot of South Sligo TDs beating a path to Ballantra.
No, it's a natural thing that your county is what your boundary is and what you're called to, you know. But the reality is that can't be sorted out without actually increasing the number of TDs across the board in the country. And I don't know if people would accept that or not, you know, because you'd have
to. If we cut the wages, maybe.
Well, yeah, that would do.
But
the danger is then if you have more of them that you might increase the wages again.
It's hard to see Donegal going back to two, three seaters again, because the shift of population is in this.
I don't think I would favour that, to be honest.
I wouldn't
like
either.
I would like this traditional split down the middle of the county, and you could argue there's another split at the south of Inishowen through the media, you know, through politics. And I think it's time we started looking at our whole county as one county, you know, and the rising tide lifting.
But when you have a large section of that county cut off,
competing with people in the south, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Like, when you have a large section of it cut off into Sligo Leitrim, it doesn't help.
No, but the problem was historic long before that. Anyway, there was all this north-south divide.
Yeah, and the problem also is that the constitution lays out.
Yeah,
and you'd have to have a constitutional amendment, and you'd have to.
Well, you can do that.
Yeah, I can put it forward, but I don't know whether it'll be adopted in the doll or not. Like, but you know, and that's the reality. Like, and no politician is going to put forward that we should have 20 extra TDs in the doll.
It ain't going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. So, in reality, you could actually So then you need to increase the amount of people per representation, because currently it's set at between 20,000 and 30,000.
It's more complicated than it makes seem on the face of it. Yeah.
You know, as,
of course it is.
You're not nervous. I think you're saying, right, I'm only reading here, open to correction. Are you the type of person that just says, right, you know, what will be, will be? You have a wee bit of a what will be demeanour, is
well,
all I'm
well,
saying.
I
not
mean,
that you're not passionate about it, but you just, you know.
Well, I can't change it now, anyway. No, regardless of what happens, like, the voting took place yesterday. This is just a post-mortem, really. Like,
Sinn Féin actually had the largest share of first preference votes after the first count, so... That means Sinn Féin's the biggest party in the country in terms of first preferences. Obviously, they can't.
But I mean, this is your third big battle. Through your well used to them. You know.
I would like to have a handy one to get there. Just something that it's like.
Yeah. Makes it all that more intriguing for us here.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that I don't
know. I don't really, you know, like. You can't help, regardless of whichever is the person that gets that good news, because you see their family there, their wives or husbands or whatever it is, and their children there, their 8 and 9 year olds that will remember this forever. Yeah. You know, when you see that joy,
but you have to
put it on the other side, and you see that disappointment. Like, I am sure that there are people, I'm sure Mary T. Sweeney or Michael White emotionally put as much into this. Yeah. As
of course,
Corey McLaughlin did, or Pierce Doherty did, you know. So
that's the reality. Like when you put yourself forward for election, you're leaving yourself vulnerable to that. And unfortunately, there has to be losers, and it may come to pass that I'll be one of those losers on this day. So, and we just have to see how that works out. You know, but
what's your golf like? Is it
golf? Jeez, I don't know even what that is.
Volkswagen maker.
But you're hardly going to go back to work for the council. Should your seat disappear?
Well, I'd leave that job before the last election.
Anyway,
there's no vacancy there now, is there?
Not that I know of. They'd be working for Ace Water now. I don't think they'd want me.
No, I think you might have burnt your bridges there, if the truth be told. A lot of people wishing you good luck, Thomas, by the way. We've had great feedback all day during our coverage on Facebook. A lot of people saying good luck, Thomas. Well done, Thomas. And too right, Thomas, not a Healy Ray. Thank goodness, they say. So, you know, a lot of people support.
But I suppose really thinking about it, Thomas does bring a different political dimension to Donegal, and a lot of people wouldn't want to lose
Regina Doherty has lost her seat.
Has she?
Yeah, that's official.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
That's a surprise, right?
We're in changing
big
times.
Big surprise, big surprise. But
do you think that we will have a better? Do you think we, as a country, will be in a better place post this election?
Yes.
You genuinely believe that? Do you think we will get change
provided we can force Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael onto one side, whether that's in government or in opposition.
Is that what they did for the last...
No. The Fianna Fáil were in government. They just didn't have the ministerial post.
Really, Thomas, can you see them?
They can't work together again.
The ministers?
Yeah, I can, surely.
Really?
It's about power. Like,
but there's no appetite for that anywhere, Thomas.
There is, of course.
Do you think?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think what'll have to happen is Fianna Fáil will have to be the biggest party. Because Fianna Fáil couldn't... It's not within Fianna Fáil to think that they would have to go in with Fine Gael, but they would take Fine Gael in with them. And, you know, in reality, like, if we want to change this country, that has to be the change that takes place. Because the one consistent thing that has been in this country since 1932 is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.